Like what?
A thing like this thing I was just thinking about, except that I wasn't really thinking about it on account of because it slipped my mind.
Well, you succeeded in arousing my curiosity, anyway.
Well, you remember World War I. The big war.
Ah, very clearly. Is that what slipped your mind?
No, I'm just leading into the subject here. You see, I bought a $25 bond during the last Liberty loan they had in World War I. And I can't remember ever cashing it in. Can you?
No, but we must have cashed it in. It matured years ago.
I sure don't remember doing so. Where would it be if it was still around here?
I suppose it would be on the sixth or seventh layer down on the bottom desk drawer.
Well, I'll give a look. $25 would come in pretty handy right now. Let me see here. Here's carbon copies of my tax returns going back to 1949. Here's our sugar and meat ration books from World War II.
Oh, you're getting closer. You've only got one more to go.
Here's my army discharge. A certificate for 25 shares of Lost Trail gold mine stock. Now, let's... Hey, that's it!
What's it?
That's what happened to the bond. I cashed it in and used the dough to buy 25 shares of Lost Trail gold mine stock at $25 for the lot. I forgot all about it. I'm probably rich.
Well, I don't see how you figure that. Looks to me like you just lost $25.
Why, Molly, you can't be serious. Figuring the way stock's gone up, not to mention my dividends since 1921, this stuff is probably worth $1 million.
Oh, now, McGee, if you had any dividends coming, they would have sent them to you.
Not if they lost track of me, they wouldn't. We were still living in Peoria when I bought this stuff. I bet the Lost Trail people have lost my trail.
I'd be willing to bet they also lost their shirts and went into bankruptcy years ago.
And I'm betting that the stock is worth 100 times what I paid for it. Hand me the morning paper quick, and I'll check the Lost Trail gold mine in the market report. Well, now, let's see. It's not on the New York Exchange. Not on the American Exchange. Boy, that's a heck of a way to run a business.
Well, I warned you, McGee. The mining business is very uncertain.
That's not the business I'm talking about. I mean, it's a heck of a way to run a newspaper business.
Oh.
Why, using up 2 whole pages for the market reports and then leaving out the most valuable stock of them all, Lost Trail Gold Mine.
Fibber, McGee, and Molly.